A story of turkey and Michigan cherries. No, not that kind of turkey. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We have new data ahead of the holiday that will give us a more rigorous sense of how free spending people will be just after the holiday. Economic calendar for the week in hand. Let us consult economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, it wasn't my idea, but Friday is the day of consumption after Thanksgiving, and we will get some new data about our states of mind, consumer confidence on Tuesday, and personal income and consumer spending just before Thanksgiving. That'll be very interesting.
Yes, this will be data for October, the first month of the fourth quarter, right ahead of the holiday shopping season. And so far, the consumer's been the resilient factor in the wobbly global economy. So expectations is that consumers will stay on track, pretty solid, steady as she goes, not gangbusters, but no signs of trouble either.
I mean, not gangbusters, despite this amazingly low unemployment rate and all that job creation month to month.
Yeah, the hallmark of the consumer in this recovery has been budget discipline and steady as she goes. Consumers have been neither overly exuberant nor fearful. So that's been an important stabilizing factor and speaks to a new era of prudence.
Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Officials in London today decided not to renew Uber's operating license after regulators said a pattern of failures put passengers at risk. BBC business reporter Theo Leggett has the story.
This is a humiliating decision for Uber. Transport for London said it had concluded the company was not a fit and proper operator. It highlighted flaws in Uber's systems that allowed unauthorised people to pose as licensed drivers and carry passengers, as well as permitting drivers who'd been suspended or dismissed to set up new Uber accounts in order to continue providing services. It said this had enabled thousands of uninsured trips to take place, as well as compromising passenger safety. Uber described the decision as extraordinary and wrong. It now has 21 days to appeal and will be able to continue operating throughout the appeals process.
Uber's stock is down about 2% now. There is confirmation this morning that the Charles Schwab Company will buy its rival TD Ameritrade in an all-stock deal worth $26 billion. Amid competitive pressures, the discount brokerage industry this summer began cutting commissions on stock transactions to zero, and Silicon Valley has started to compete with outfits like Robinhood. Disclosure, TD Ameritrade has been an underwriter of Marketplace. Now, some people like counter-programming their lives, maybe visiting an abnormally quiet museum on Super Bowl Sunday, or when the malls are full for post-Thanksgiving Friday, go instead to a car or truck dealership. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has that.
Low interest rates and plenty of inventory on dealer lots mean better car deals to be had now than in previous years, according to research from Edmunds. Plus, more ads like these.
No credit? Bad credit? No worry. It's Black Friday.
You better watch out. The Dodge.
Because Thanksgiving, and therefore Black Friday, are particularly late in November this year, dealers actually started their sales weeks ago. Against the backdrop of shiny new metal at the LA Auto Show, on right now, Rachel Pateski from Cox Automotive says holiday events do attract car shoppers.
7% say that a Black Friday sale is impacting their purchase, and 3% say a New Year's sale.
Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports says it's a good time to hit the lots.
The malls are going to be packed. You might find that you get better attention going to the car dealership now than if you did on a typical weekend.
Experts say do your research in advance, though. And this week is usually pretty quiet and a good time to take test drives. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
Farmers in northern Michigan grow amazing tart cherries for everything from pies to embedding in chocolate. Now, for years, Michigan cherry farmers have been struggling against competition from cherries imported from Turkey. Some Michiganders thought U.S. tariffs would help, but now some of those farms are closing. From Interlochen Public Radio, Max Johnston has the story.
Jim Bardenhagen has grown tart cherries on his farm in Suttons Bay, Michigan for decades. But now, a tractor is pulling all the tart cherry trees from his orchard. Bardenhagen says he's sad to see these trees go, but has no other choice.
You know, we're not making our costs on them right now, and so it's hard to spend money to raise them.
Michigan farmers like Bardenhagen produce about 75% of the tart cherries grown in the U.S., according to the Cherry Marketing Institute. But since 2006, the state has lost 160 tart cherry farms. And across the country, production is already down 18% from last year. That's from the USDA. Cheap tart cherries from Turkey have taken over the U.S. market. According to industry data, domestic cherries sell for about $4 per pound, while Turkish cherries go for 89 cents.
We're not afraid of competition as long as it's fair.
That's cherry farmer Nels Veliket. He's part of an industry group that investigated Turkish cherry imports. It found Turkey is subsidizing its farms so they can sell cherries below the cost of production. Earlier this year, the U.S. International Trade Commission levied tariffs on Turkey, some as high as 700%. But then, cherry exports skyrocketed from other countries, like Brazil.
It is like whack-a-mole, and it started in Turkey, and now it's migrated to Brazil. And where will it go next?
If a country really wants to export a product, it can get around tariffs, says Daniel Sumner with the University of California, Davis. If, for example, we put a tariff on canned cherries from Turkey, it can just send them to another country, and that country
puts it in cans.
Then it's a canned cherry from somewhere else, and the U.S. has to place more tariffs.
You then trace it, you then block it. Then it moves to another place, you trace it and block it.
For now, Michigan farmer Jim Bardenhagen plans to focus on apples and sweet cherries. He might replant his tart cherries in 4 to 5 years if the price is right. In Traverse City, Michigan, I'm Max Johnston for Marketplace.
The Things You Learn, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.